Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. This is my 10-minute centerpiece, and I promise you, you can do this in 10 minutes. I firmly believe that if you have the right different ingredients as well, I like to call all these little fun, frilly things, you can make a table runner, a table centerpiece super fast. Okay, so let me kind of go through some of the elements that I use. This is a champagne bucket with a rosemary topiary. I simply did a plop and drop inside. If you don't have a silver champagne bucket, you could use any kind of champagne bucket or any type of vase, and you don't have to use a rosemary topiary. You could always use like an ivy topiary or any sort of like cedar tree, anything that's green and natural. I wanted to keep this tablescape super neutral and fast and easy. Okay, my next layer. Since I had the rosemary, I don't know if you know this or not, but rosemary grows where strong women live. So every house that we've ever lived in, we always have rosemary growing around it. So we're actually at the farm right now, and I have tons and tons of rosemary growing around. And I just simply snipped and clipped the different branches and then just tucked them in between some of the different layers. Now, I literally just went outside on the front porch and clipped all this rosemary. But just so you know, the rosemary will not last out overnight. So if you're having your guests coming over and if you want it to look nice and fresh, always give your rosemary a drink. Any greenery that you're doing this or cutting this holiday season, I always like to put it in a bucket of water and let it drink overnight from the bottom. So you don't have to fill the bucket up all the way, but as long as the bottom of the stems are in water, and just let it drink overnight, and that way it'll really hydrate them. But if you don't have rosemary, you could always use magnolia, different types of cedars, but literally just a quick little stuff and shove. As you can see, I love the neutral colorway. You can see the painting on the back of our wall here, and that's why I just mirrored from that, but it's nestled those in. So we've anchored our table runner and our centerpiece area. And this can make a great buffet as well. Next is I added another layer of height with these gorgeous glass chimneys with the beautiful tapers. Now, if you get up really close and you take a look, look at the bottom of the taper here. These are from TAG, T-A-G, and they are my ultimate favorite way to hold a candle taper on any table. I just think it looks nice and classy and elegant. And the best thing is you don't have to worry about using that sticky gum stuff, you know, to hold the candle in place. That works perfect for almost every single taper. Now, another big thing, be sure that you invest in really good taper candles. Do you always get the fancy dripless kind? Because you don't want to have this, you know, going all over your table throughout the evening, and then it's a pain in the you know what to have to clean up the next morning. But the chimneys do such a beautiful job of keeping the wind from blowing everything out, and it just really takes it to a whole nother level. Anytime you have glass and you layer sparkly things on the table, it just really helps elevate it. Okay, next, simple. We took mint julep cups. I have real and faux ones. These are my silver plated ones, and I have my real ones mixed in here as well. Take an ornament and just plop and drop it right on top. Now make sure the scale is right. You wanna make sure that the ornament is a little bit bigger than the mint julep. I don't like it when it all looks the same, but I like to call these my little julep topiaries with the ornament. So I evenly layered them on, you know, I think I had four on this side and four on that side. And then I took another shatterproof. This is called Buff Velvet. And these are from Krebs, K-R-E-B-S. They are like my go-to for my shatterproof ornaments. And we're using a lot of shatterproof ornaments right now for our clients' homes that we decorate for the holidays, because a lot of them have young children, they have dogs. You don't have to worry about people bumping into them and shattering them. So also great, but look at that gorgeous neutral color. It's like a pearl and it just glows and it really reflects the light beautifully. So I nestled those in throughout the table. And then took gorgeous, these are mercury votive taper, or what do you call it, mercury tea lights. And I think everyone needs to make sure that you have your chimneys, have some of these beautiful tea lights, because there's so many different things that you can do with these throughout the year. And so I have two different layers of light, if you notice. I always like to have a tall layer of light and then a low layer of candlelight. Is what I'm talking about, so you can take a look at it when you're looking on our YouTube channel. But it just really takes the eye and helps the light bounce in so many different directions when you have it at two different levels, because the tea light catches the bottom, and then up and through here, it just absolutely looks so pretty at night. Last is, look at these huge, and I call them antique, but they're really not. They're sugar cone pine cones, and look at how huge they are, and they're sprayed in gold. And I just nestle, I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like six, so you only really need about 12, and I have them layered around the bottom of the centerpiece in the center, and then I just nestled them all the way down to the end of the table runner for our centerpiece. And it just adds a really nice glow, and it gives it some depth and some extra texture. So this is my 10-minute centerpiece. I promise you, it does not take long. It's super easy to make, super easy to clean up. And remember, if you want to change the colorway, you can always use beautiful reds, blues. It doesn't have to be a neutral colorway, but I just thought this was so pretty because it works so well with our painting behind us at the farm. Okay, good luck. I want to see your 10-minute centerpiece, so be sure to share with me all of your centerpieces this holiday season.
To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.